Okay, let's move on to Sif Chaf Aleph. Sif Chaf, just for a moment. Most of what we spoke about in this siman had to do with Mamzerus. Sif Chaf was the Sif that brought what we know as Reb Tarfon Zaitza, of a Mamza marrying a Shifcha, and the children be Mutter be Yisrael, which is the end of the Sif. So we discussed it at length, both in the beginning of the siman and last week. We're going to move on to Sif Chaf Aleph. I just want to mention to you a Shas Shaila that I don't know how to work, how to deal with, which has to do with Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger is back where Sif Chaf begins. Very short. We have the rule that by a mamzer, it's going to Sif Yotes, actually. The goes to Rabbi Kiva Eger. We had a rule that a guy that's Bayal Mamzeres, the child does not inherit the Mamzeres title, because by a guy, Gevet Vaakum, can't make Mamzerim. The Lashon of the Gemara is that if Kedushin is not Taifis, Kol She'ein by Kedushin, even Yesh by Aveira, the child is Kasha. So that's the rule. Okay, got it? The expression of the Gemara, Kol She'ein Kedushin Taifsim, and even Yesh by Aveira, there's no Mamzeres. Rabbi Kivega here, Simiyotes Havlai Kasha, Nichta B'tzidai, he brings the following. He says, Cheirish Rishayta Habal Eish Asish. If you have a Cheirish or a Shayta, who's Bayal an Eish Asish and they have a child, Inayim Akimin Da'im Le Kedushin Gam La Cheirim Ein Havlai Mamzer. Should we say, you have a Shayta? A Shayta has no Das, and therefore there's no Tfisis Kedushin. The shaita can be mekadosh a man, a woman. There's no chalais kedushin. So should we throw the shaita in with the eved and akum? The kosher and kedushin, even yesh by avera, havlad kosher. That's the question. What's the question? So the question is a lamdish question. The shaita, as far as his atzmi is, his yichus is a yid. He's definitely a yid, and really it should be yesh by kedushin. But one of the conditions for Kedushin is to have Das. He's missing Das. So do we say if he's missing Das, it's like a Gavra Shein Lo Kedushin? We say, no, he's a Gavra Sheyesh Lo Kedushin. Just right now he has no Das. How do you look at it? So this issue is something that there seems to be stiris in Halacha. I don't know how you figure it out. Maybe someone will suggest. I'll just mention to you two Halachas. One, it says that a cheirish can't be the Baal Tekeya on Rosh Hashanah. A deaf person can't be a Tekeya, because Kol She'ena Mechuyev V'davar Eina Maitzi Acherim Yidei Chayvasan. He's deaf. He can't be the Mitzvah Shmias Kel Shaifer. So a deaf person, so what does that mean? Really, the Gavra, he's a Yid. The Yid is Mechuyev V'Shaifer. But since he's deaf, he has a physical disability that makes him a la bar chiyuva. So same thing, you can look at it, he's a bar chiyuva. What? Shaita, the same thing. There's even a cheirish, even though he's a bar chiyuva. Yeah. Okay. You see, I'll explain to you why I'm mentioning it. Because in Hilchis Tfilin, there's a lot of my Tfilin that anybody who's la uksharteb uksaftem, somebody who's lav bar kshira, who's not mechuyev in tefillin, is lav bar ksiva. A woman can't write tefillin, not eligible to write tefillin, because she's not mechuyev in kshira, so she's not eligible for ksiva. Ksharta musafta. So Magen Avraham says, what about a man, lo aleinu, who lost his left arm? So now he can't put on tefillin, but he has his right arm, he can write. Can he write? Do we say he's not Bikshira? So maybe he's not Biksiva? Or do we say, same shayla, he's Bikshira, he just doesn't have the Echatimtsa? So Magen Avraham says he could write tefillin. He says, Mechuyevin tefillin, upumahu dekoev lei. He's got an injury. Puma literally means his mouth hurts. But it means that he's Mechuyevin tefillin, he just doesn't have the Echatimtsa because he's a Gidem, he's missing his arm. So call him, I don't know if you want to call, you can call him an onus, or you can call him a la bar chiyuva. It seems to be semantics, but it's nafkamina la locha. So I don't get it why the man who's missing his arm, we say he's a bar chiyuva, just tumuhu dekoev le. And the man who's deaf, we say, why don't we say the same thing? He's a bar chiyuva, upumuhu dekoev le. He has an injury. So there we say he's not a bar chiyuva. So I don't get it. I don't know. There must be some rule that I'm missing. When do you say he's mechuyev, he's just an anus, he's stuck? And when do you say, well, he's not mechuyev, the Torah is not mechayev, a deaf person? So I don't know the rule. What? So if he's born a gidim, it would be different? So you think if he's born a gidim, it would be different? You're saying maybe it's a difference. You're saying a cherish who becomes a cherish should be eligible? And okay, I'm not certain, but I doubt that that's borne out halachically. I don't know.
Technicality.
Isha no problem. She's bechlal. Not the gabra is not. I understand, but the problem is the gidim. The one who has no arm. I don't.
The cherish in those days had no das.
Cherish had no das, but he's potter because he's a lav hashmiya. Even if he would have das, he would be the lashon is lav hashmiya. Even if he's an intelligent person, I think he loses his kayach hashmiya. I think it applies there as well.
That's different.
That's my question. Why is it different than shaita? What is lav hashmiya? So why is it gidim? Why is it gidim different than a shaita?
Because Allah doesn't tell you that he is chayiv.
So a shaita is not chayiv.
Allah doesn't. It's not chayiv at all. That's all.
And a gidim?
A gidim would be chayiv. He had.
And the man who became deaf, he'd be chayiv if he could hear. Why? One's a category. You see, shaita is for kol tera kula, and gidim is only for tefillin. But so what? For tefillin, a gidim is this, it should be the same as a shaita. By why? Because one is l'chol tera kula. Is that why? Okay, maybe. A shaita is a bardas. Lanes parsha zacher. He can't hear it, but he lanes it.
A
cherish
who understands, who isn't a
shaita,
doesn't have a din of a cherish.
But right, I'm talking about a cherish who understands, not a shaita. And still, he can't be yaitza tkiya shayfer because the mitzvah shmiya. Parsha zacha they line themselves. Tkiya shayfer they don't blow themselves. The mitzvah shmiya is called shayfer. So even if they blow, they're not yaitza for themselves. Okay, we'll get back to Evan Ezer. This is seems to be Rabbi Kiva Eger Safik, and the Shaita is called the Rabbi Kedushin. Yes. Haresh definitely is a Yid. The Gavra is a Jew. A Jew, shame by Das. No, Kedushin needs Das. There's no Zechiyah in Kedushin except when a man is Megal Das. A Shaita can't be a Bar Kedushin. A funny Ramah. Ramah says, it's funny only if you think about it in practical terms. Ramah says, if your friend says to you, I'm dating this girl, I wish you would marry me. And you go, and you talk to her, and you convince her to marry you. So you don't want to waste any time. You quickly take out a Shavu Pruta. Say, Hari Amu Kadesh, you're still Pliny. So Ramah says it works. Zachan Adam. If he said he wants to marry her. Now, he may want a ceremony and a big party, but Ramah says he can do Kedushin Tzir. But he has to be a Bardas. He has to be Galadaita that he wants. And don't try it. The child still. Because the mamzer shaita has yichus. Well, oh, you mean Rabbi Kivegas Safik should be there also? I hear. You say Rabbi Kivegas Safik should be. Maybe you're right because the mamzeres is nidasish anisha by kedushin. You're right. L'chayra Safik should go both ways.
Children be mamzeres as well.
Yeah, but a guy who's by all the mamzeres, the child is kosher. because Koshem Bekedushin, the blood is kosher. Okay, we move on to Sif Chaf Aleph. Sif Chaf Aleph, I think we all know this. Akum Sheba Al Imai V'haylid Mimena. You know anybody like that? Akum, I think we... What? Esav? Eliphaz. Okay. The I wouldn't you know, Esau's mother was not you mean the B'nai Esau. In Parshas Vayishlach we have a man named Oda Bas Elan Achiti. So Rashi there says in Bas Ono Lai Bas Tzivain, says Alifama Bas Ono Bas Tzivain. So he says, Ana b'nai shel tzivin, shenema elu b'nai tzivin, v'ayav ana, shabot tzivin, tzivin was the one, bot tzivin ha-kalosai, oh, he doesn't say al-imai, esh ha-sana v'yatsa l'ivama. I'm sorry, later, it says he was ba-al-imai also. Yeah, Malame, this Tzivin was a busy fellow. There he says he was Baal Kalasai, the Pasuk Beis. And in Pasuk Chav, Dalid, it says, Malame Shabbat Sivayin Al Imai V'Hailid Esana. So what does it say here? Shulchan Aruch says, Akum Shabbat Al Imai V'Hailid Mimena Ben, V'Nizgayer, Oisea Ben, Mutolovi Bekal. So there's no mamzer by a guy that does a beer that's also for a guy. So there's no mamzer. Now this has to be. Otherwise, Rus would be a mamzer, right? Because she comes from Amin Amayav, and Amin Amayav was a beer of a father and a daughter. So obviously, by Goyim, the mamzeris doesn't, there's no mamzeris that carries over Lidairis. So what are you going to do here with Rashi? Rashi's Lashon by Ona. Again, Perik in Vayishlach, in Perik Lamed Vav, Pasuk Beis, Rashi says, Malami Shabbat Tzivin HaKalasai, Yotza Livam Mishneim, Adiyah Chosef Shekulam B'nei Mamzei Reis Hayu. We do Rashi. I guess that's what we're going to have to say. And that Mamzeiris, Regabe that, I think Rashi used the same Lashon again later. But, they're mamzerim. So you say mamzerim just means a derogatory term. It's not a halachic term. Okay, we'll see in a second. What? Oh, so that's the question. Within the goyim, are they, even if there are, a guy doesn't have a lav of marrying a mamzer. Even if it's a mamzer, they're allowed to marry. There's no lav. So I'll tell you. It's not Kalashem. Okay. So it says here, Akum Boy Mine Vlad is Gayor, I say Ben Mutolov Yibakal. So a child is born from a man and his own mother, and that man's own mother, the child is Megayor, he's Mutter. The Pashtus of the Sif is that there's no Mamzeris by Goyim. Now, in the Mefarshi Achumish, they ask Akasha, the Pashtus Chayasara, it says, Eliezer, Eved Avraham, came to the bear, and when he got to the bear, he said a tefillah that the Isha, Yetzayis Lishay, whatever the exact tefillah was, Oisei Chachta Lebnei Leben Adeni. So Gemara says, I think, Shloisha Shalosh Shloi Kahagin, one of them is Eliezer, Eved Avraham, and Tainis Naphtalit. Gemara says, because what kind of thing is that? Maybe the woman will be a chigeres, maybe it should be a suma. I don't know, a suma drawing water, but that's what the Gemara says. Dilma chigeres, dilma suma, yesh loikai. That's a Gemara. Freptaisvis, the Gemara says by Shaul, he was also Shaul Shalaikaigan. He said, whoever kills Goliath is going to marry my daughter. And the other Gemara says, dilma mamzer. Gemara says, dilma mamzer. Now, is it Shver that by Shaul it says Dilma Mamzer and by Eliezer it doesn't? By Eliezer, why doesn't Gemara say maybe a Mamzer? No Mamzer by Goyim. But Tosis says to Kasha. Tosis there asks why it didn't say by Eliezer Avraham. Why say Dilma Mamzer? The Tosis answers that Kaidem Matan Torah, they are no Mamzer. But it's Masha that after Matan Torah by Goyim, they are Mamzer. Why doesn't Tosis answer by Goyim, they are no Mamzer? What? It was a wife for Yitzchak, but the person was Shayev Mayim. And what?
The Jews.
Later. Because that's when they became us.
All these became.
Okay, but Benayinayach do have certain Isurim. There are certain relatives, not relatives through marriage, but natural relatives that are Aser. The Marshayis are that Taisis and Tainis. Again, Taisis says, why don't you say Dilma Mamzer? Taisis says, Kaidem Matan Torah. Marshah says, but the others kept Kala Torah, Kaidem Matan Torah. He has a kasha. The others kept on that. That's his kasha. Why doesn't it say, because Goyim don't have Mamzeris? It's a difficulty with Taisis. So I'll tell you, there is a second shot in this sif. This sif is, I think, a Lashon HaMardachai. And there is a second pshat in the Mardachai, Hagos Mardachai. The Mardachai says a second reason for this, and the Levush brings it here, that Gershon is Gayer Kakot Shanel Adami. Even if you'll say, Akum Abba Alimoy, the Vlad is a Mamzer, not Kamina, a guy's allowed to marry a Mamzer. And Gershon is Gai Kakot and Shanai Ladami, so Mimela, one way or the other, that this halacha holds true. So Shalma Yisrael, we have two possible pshatim. Could be Rashi and Chumash even meant a mamzer, but what's the difference? Once someone's Megayer, then you're mutter.
Maybe that's what Tosis means, that before Matan Torah, once it was Megayer,
okay, so stretch, but okay, could be a sentence. The I'm thinking of Rus these days because we're 3 weeks away from Shavuos. L'chayrut and Nafkamina, Rus. Remember the story of Rus and Perak Aleph. Machlei Nikilyai marry Rus and Arpa. Which one marries Rus and which one marries Arpa? Machlei married Rus. Akiya married Arpa. Remember the Simon? Yeah, I'm sure. Right, Rav Gedalyahu, Kilyain is Loshen Kliya. He married Arpa. Nothing remained of him. Machlin is Loshen Machla. He married Rus. So at least there are Sasibum. Something remained. Whether it's the reason for the name, I don't know. But it's a way. It says Beferish Nepasik. Okay. For you, that's good enough. For me, it's. at any rate. There's a machlaikis, the Gemara Yevamis, and the Zayar, if when Rus married Machlein, it was Kaidim Geirus or Acha Geirus. The Zayar that everyone quotes is that, of course, they're Megayim. Machlein killing Gedali Adar Hayim. They're Megayim earlier. But the Gemara Yevamis learns Hilchis Geirus from the end of Perek Aleph. At the end of Perek Aleph, she goes with. Goes with Naomi and she says, etc. Gemara learns Kabbalah's Gairus, it sounds they're Megaya later. Now, they're Megaya later, hadn't Machlein marry her? So, if you hold that there's no issue d'araisa and marrying a guy, you know, like we once said. Could be. But if she has a din mamzer, because she comes to mam in a mayim, just gershon this guy could cut in shenela dummy, it would make a problem. How Machlein could marry her. So you'll say that the isser of leisus chatim bam is only the sheva amim in leisam rishayim. And if she wasn't sheva amim, she was amim in a mayim. But still, if according to this, you have a din mamzer, if you come from amim in a mayim. Okay, this is all I got. Let's move to Sif Chav Beis. Okay, the halach is clear that Akum Shabbat Alimai, the Vlad is Sif Chav Beis. We're going to have here two chidushim. One is in the Shulchan Aruch, and the bigger chidush is going to be in the Beis Shmuel in a minute. So let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. Ger ve'evin meshukhrar. What status do they have? Evin meshukhrar? Full-fledged yid. Mutarim bimamzeres. they're still allowed to marry a mamzer. It's a chay mamzer muta begeris and mishachweris. Why? A geris mechuy b'kala terakula. Shum de kahal geirim lo yikri kahal. Because it says by mamzer lo yavay b'kala Hashem. So you can't come into kahal Hashem. Kahal Hashem is also stood by Sinai. But somebody who's a ger that came later is allowed to marry into marry a mamzer, mamzeris. But havlad mamzer, the child of a mamzer and a ger is a mamzer. Filo hisay rasa v'lidase b'kedusha. Even though the ger was megayer before the pregnancy, which means kagai shayav of ger v'nasa giyiris. You hear this? A ger married a giyiris, no mamzer, and they have a child. Afilachi muta b'mamzeres, their child. The child of a ger and a geiris is mutba mamzeres, dafka ad yud doiris. Dafka till 10 generations. You ever heard such a thing? Dafka till 10 generations, you mutter a ger, the son of two gerim, a ger geiris, keeps on going down 10 generations. Kanveiluch osir, shifgad nishtakem imenu shem geiris. The shem geiris is forgotten after 10 generations. How many people here know their yichus 10 generations? Very few people know. Maybe when Yidden lived, weren't thrown from country to country, they knew, but we don't know. Here it says, till 10 generations, they're mutter. This reminds us of Rashi and Chumash. Vayichad Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Nasa b'sori chadudim chadudim meitzar al ibud Mitzrayim. That Yisrael felt bad. Hanu damri yinshi giyira ad asara dori leisivzi ar ma bape. Again, till 10 generations, don't be mavayish a guy in front of him. So I guess Rashi's dafka. He has a makar in halacha that we think Rashi's expressions are all just. The popular expression. It says till 10 days. Yeah.
I understand. A ger and a giyaris are the equivalent of a Jew and a Jewess. And here we're saying it's mutter lamamza.
Because so they're not in Kal Hashem. Kal Hashem is somebody who stood at Sinai.
Right.
The ger and giyaris, it comes out, they're not mechayev in Tariag mitzvahs. They're mechayev in Tough Reishit Aleph mitzvahs. Maybe the other mitzvahs, I don't know. But this imam's eres doesn't apply to a ger as megayer. And if it's a ger and a geiris, their child, the same status, until 10 generations. Now, this is a dinder rabbanan, the 10 generations. It's only lechumra, not lekula. It's a dinder rabbanan. Since the shem geiris is forgotten, somebody they go and marry a mamzer, they say, what's he doing? He's marrying a mamzer. People are not going to realize that he's still a ger. So till 10 generations, they'll remember, which I don't think today's world is that way, but till 10 generations, they'll remember. But after 10 generations, they'll forget. So midrabban, it's a chumrah, not a kula. It's a chumrah that the ger, the son of gerim, is not allowed to marry a mamzer. This sort of a ger to a kayin that remains. It's not a kula after 10 generations. But it's a chumrah.
Can they marry Levi, by the way?
Levium don't have that special status. V'yavayu loyma Yisrael naisa mamzeres. We're afraid, if the 10 generations, people think it's mutter. Now, most Rishonim say 10 generations. Harambam, mutter ba mamzeres uben, b'chein ben benoi, ad shishtakei Hashem girusim imenu. The Rambam says it's not a number 10. Number 10... Maybe Maisa Shaya Kachaya. But it means, until in practical terms, still it's forgotten that he's a descendant of Gerim. V'loi Yivoda Shehu Ger, and it will not be known that it's a Ger. V'akach Yosef Ben Mamzeres, once it's forgotten, he's Yosef Ben Mamzeres, Echad Gerim, Echad Avad Mishukhwarim, Din Echad Lekula. Now, this is not a difficult sif. This is telling us the Kula, that a Ger is Mutta with a Mamzer and a Mamzeres, and that Kula is limited. Either 10 generations, and Rambam says, whatever number of generations it takes, until it's forgotten. So, okay. So this is all, that's going to say the next sif. Next sif is going to tell us This is all a ger and a geiris. If a ger marries a regular Yisrael, then you become aser b'manzah. You're considered kahal Hashem even one line. If someone's born from a ger on one side and the Yisrael's on the other side, is considered kahal Hashem. So it's only if both parents are gerim, 10 generations. That's not so likely it'll happen, but in such a case, that's what would happen. And today, I think the gerim more quickly marry. So that means if it's ger, if a ger marries a geiris, 10 generations. 10 generations. They keep on marrying.
Their child
is a ger. He's not a ger, he's born Jewish, but he has the yichus status of a ger.
That child's mutter in a mamzer.
That ger is mutter in a mamzer. And he marries a geiris, and they have a child. And he marries a geiris, it's only as long as it stays pure ger and geiris.
But the same mamzer as the man.
Yes. We're not talking about the mamzer 10 generations, we're talking about the ger 10 generations. A ger is mutter to marry a mamzer. Once the Shem ger is forgotten, he's really mutter mamzer anyway, he's still a ger, but once it's forgotten, we're afraid if he marries a mamzer, people say, hey, what do you know, you can marry a mamzer. And therefore it's us.
The
Drabbana.
The last line is that ger
has what? Yeah, din echel kulam. There's no difference a ger who's megayer, or an Eved Knani who's Meshuchrer, who also has a din ger.
That's the
whole symptom,
not that.
The whole symptom, yeah. The words are extra. Maybe it's Kamash Malon that the Asara Dairis is by Eved Meshuchrer too. I don't know. You're right. It's a little bit redundant. Yeah. And, yes?
A one-sided ger, is that for the father's line, mother's line.
So we're going to have in the next sif, Geirus, according to Mechaber and the Rambam, goes by both sides. It's if one side is non-ger, then you become Kal Hashem. That's the Rambam Shita and Sif Chav Gimel. Tyson Kedushin argues we'll get Sif Chav.
But Geir is a mamzeres, then the mamzeres, you can't get rid of that.
Once a ger marries a mamzeres, the child's a mamzer, and you never can get rid of it. Mamzer goes after hapogum.
Unless he marries a tafetz.
Unless he's a tafetz. Okay, the... What? They all have to be gay. For 10 generations, they all have to be gay. Yeah, exponentially. Yeah, okay. Figure it out. It's, I don't know if it's 3,000, but yeah. 1,024.
But they could be the same, though. Some of them.
Oh, they can overlap. Okay. They can overlap. Because they have the same grandparents. Okay. Especially by Geirim, who don't have relatives, right? So.
We saw in Ezra, we had Kalm and Sinim. They stayed for Doyer's.
Sinim? They stayed. And they married within each other.
Yeah, we have Kalm and
Sinim. I think there were generations they were more reluctant. I know somebody was dating a Geiris, and the Yes Reb Chaim, if you should marry a Geiris, he's not a Geir, you marry a Geiris. So Reb Chaim told him, you Reb Chaim every day, but I have to mess a Geir. What's so bad? Every day, but I have to mess a Geir. So. Okay. He didn't ask him if Reb Chaim would take such a shidduch for his son, but anyway. Okay, the bombshell here is in the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel Lamed Hay, the Achrayim struggle to find a source for it. Muterim b'mamzeres. A ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. The kaim lan kal gerim le nikra kal. V'nira li, he says, referring to my chiddush. Muter haynu mitzad mamzeres. Ein iser. Besides the love of mamzeris, there's no is. Avo makom okim osur lahar beis mamzerim. A ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. He's going to be mamzer mamzerim in Klal Yisrael. Kibarav hay mamzerim. The same thing. Shifcha asur lager. The omuzer akol mitzvus. Okay, but that's something else. But nearly he says avo makom okim osur lahar beis mamzerim. Kibarav hay mamzerim. Now this is quoted always as the source is the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel is as a chiddush that even though technically a ger is allowed to marry mamzeres, that's the lav, but it's aser because it's also lahar beis mamzerim b'kal Yisrael. Now this iser lahar beis mamzerim b'kal Yisrael it's very, very difficult, difficult to understand. That's the question. And today's Paiskim talk about ready the shidduch a mamzer and a mamzeres. Shalom the shevet alevi. Is a mamzer allowed if you read a shidduch a mamzer and a mamzeres? Why not? Because you're being married by mamzer and b'klai Yisrael. In Rav Zilberstein has his shiurim for doctors, which are published in the Shulam Ladag. One thing he talks about is whether a fertility doctor is allowed to help a mamzer and mamzeres or a mamzer and a ger have children. The Beis Shmuel says also the harvest mamzer and b'klai Yisrael. So let me discuss it. That's part of the discussion. Give me a minute. First, the question is, what's the source for such a thing, this Beis Shmuel? The Oslo Harb is Gerim Mamzer B'Klai Yisrael, what's the source for such a thing? So there's a struggle to find a Makar. The Beis Meir here brings, and everyone after him quotes, that there's a Taisis which appears in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Gimel, and in Gittin, in the Mem Aleph, I think. Taisis talks about that a Chatzi Eve, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, you know, you have to free him because she owned the camp for a revu. If he's in heaven, he's not mitzvah. Chatzi Eve, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, you free him so he can marry. Taisis says, what's the problem? If he's Chatzi Eve, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, he can marry a mamzeres. Right? And the Tzad Eve, he's Motabah mamzeres. And the Tzad Ben Chayrin, he's a ger, he's Motabah mamzeres. So Taisus asks, why do you have to free a Chatzi Eve, Chatzi Ben Chayrin? Let him marry a mamzeres. So Taisus answers, ain't takana laharves mamzer b'klal Yisrael. That's his lashon. Ain't takana. That's not an eitzah for him. Ain't takana laharves mamzer b'klal Yisrael. Better free him.
So maybe that's
so the base mayor Taisus say it's an iser. Taisus ain't takana. It's not a good idea. So if it's not a good idea, it's like the base mayor. That is the makar of Beis Shmuel. That ain't lahar. He says also laharves mamzer b'klal Yisrael. He suggests that that's where it comes from.
The person is always saying is better to do it that way. That way.
Say again?
The person is always saying it's better if you have a choice, you do it, you do it that way. But they shouldn't saying it's also.
Yes, Tyson saying it's also, which is a step more than I would have understood Tyson. So you have to remember, we're telling the master that he can be over on Lailam Bam Tabaydu, which is also an Isser, but it's Kedai for the mitzvah of Lashavas Yitzara. But if he could do Yishev as Yitzhar anyway, so why are you telling him to be Yavim Lailam Tabayinu?
Doesn't this come from a
pasuk?
Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem? I know it's talking about a live Mamzer, but to create a scenario where there must be Mamzerim.
Why can't he be Mamzerim? Why can't he be Mamzerim with Klai? So it's very... I mean, a Mamzer comes from a B'Assisser, but once you have a Mamzer and a Mamzeres, they're mutter to each other. Yeah, I find this very, very difficult. A Mamzer and a Mamzeres... They go to Olam Haba, they didn't do any Averis. What's wrong? Now, it's a very sad status, very sad to have Mamzerim and Klal Yisrael. But a Mamzer marries a Mamzeres, and they're Mekayim to Torah Kula. They could be a God Ladar also. Okay, you know, Ein Ashkin Ishruya El Kashub Yisrael, but it's not their fault. They didn't do anything wrong. I don't know. What? So we had Al Kadesha, we discussed this. The Ran and Rambam had two terutzim. How a Chatzi Evid's allowed to marry, how a Mamzer allowed to marry a Shivcha, because there's an Issa to marry a Shivcha. So the Rambam also Issa to Rabbanan. He says for the so they should be able to have children, the Rabbanan left an exception. And the Ran says the Issa is a Kadesh and Kadesha. And this Mamzer anyway is already considered a Kodesh. Rashi says Moos Apogum Altichus. It's Mutter. That's the Rambam and the Ran. It was brought in the Beis Shmuel a little earlier here. Well, we need so and Sifalif also. What?
We need them because they teach Torah to Israel. If it wasn't for this, we wouldn't know these dinim. If they didn't.
Yeah, but you don't need to have a lot of them. You could just have one or two of them. So. Okay. It's Taisus Shenneskach. Klippa Shenneskach. But the Michas Chinuch, a mitzvah aleph, is mesupik if a mamzer is mitzvah and pur revu. He says, look, the Beis Shmuel says, Osir, lahar bis mamzerim. So how can he say it's mechayim and pur revu? He brings B'Shem the Prima Gadim, He doesn't paskin, he's mesupik. He's quoted that he says there's no mitzvah per revu, but his language is that he's mesupik if he's mechoy, if there's a mitzvah per revu, which also is so hard to understand why it should be that way. In the Shilas Yaivitz, somebody asked him, Alocha Lamaisa, in Chelet Beis, Chuba Tzadik Zayin, and he says, of course you're mechoy even per revu, you're a regular yid, and why shouldn't you be mechoy even per revu?
But nowadays you would do it.
That's the Yaivitz says.
You said there's a case of, you know, a case of Ramza.
The Shevet Alevi has the Shaila. You mean, well. No. Oh, the woman I know is a Mamzeres.
Right. So
I'm not busy. I don't know Mamzer to read the Shidduch.
It would be a way out.
It would be a way out. The Mamzeres can marry a Mamzer, but Asla Harbis Mamzerim. If you hold Asla Harbis Mamzerim, then.
Would adopting be an Eitzah?
So, adopting is an Eitzah, yeah. Adapting is an Eitzah, but the question is about doing it bad. So about reading a Shidduch, it's interesting. In Tuf Shin Zion, in 1947, there was an article in the journal HaParadeis, and reaction to it, a couple of letters back and forth. Somebody had said, I think it was Revolbi, who must have been a very young man at the time, had somehow, I didn't see the original Revolbi thing, that he had said that Mamzerim, I guess maybe after the Holocaust it happened more often, that husbands came back. He said that we should make what the 1947 equivalent of a database to make Shidduchim Mamzerim and Mamzerim. So there's a Rav Aaron Shachatovitz, the Shachatovitz family is a rabbinic family, who wrote that Revolbi is going against this base Shmuel. Now listen, the language he wrote is the following language, which was jumped on later. Listen carefully. He says, the base Shmuel says, a ger shouldn't marry a mamzeres. See, a marba, mamzeres, b'kal Yisrael. He says, kal v'chaymer, a mamzer shouldn't marry a mamzeres. See, it's even worse, yichus. So, if a ger can't marry, Kabbalchaim Mamzer shouldn't marry Mamzeres because he married Mamzer of Bekal Yisrael. That's what he wrote. So in a subsequent letter from Rav Yust, I don't know who he was, so he writes that no, the Kabbalchaim is wrong. But Shmuel is only saying a ger who could have normal children that are not Mamzerim, why should a ger marry a Mamzeres and be married Mamzerim in place of Zera Kasher? And the same thing, Taisus, Chasiel, Chasiel, Mechairin. Why should Mamzeres say, Takot al Arabis Mamzerim? You can have a normal child. But a Mamzer, Pashas Mechayiv to have children. He wants to have children. So he says that this Mamzer, Mamzeres thing, this Beis Shmuel doesn't apply to a Mamzer and a Mamzeres. That's what he says. Rav, the Shevet Alevi, in his tshuva, by reading a Shidduch, a Mamzer to Mamzeres, brings this chilik. And he says this chiluk. He says the Beis Shmuel, which is a chiddush in the first place, is en lecha baya lechidushay, that for a ger or geiris to marry a mamzer and a mamzeres, so that we don't want to do because of marba mamzerim, but a mamzer to mamzeres is okay.
You want two mishpuchos.
What?
If they marry gerim, we have two mishpuchos.
If you marry gerim, you have an additional mishpuchos. Right.
This one you only have one.
This is what he says. Reb Zilberstein, in his piece, the doctor asked him whether he should treat fertility a mamzer and a mamzeres. He went to ask Rabbi Yashiv. So he said, Rabbi Yashiv said, the mechayiv and puravu. Why shouldn't you help them to have children? And then he showed him a Gemara in Saita. That's a little tricky. Listen to the language of the Gemara. Saita daf chavav. The Mishnah says, Wamashka Saita. You all know a Saita is a woman who is suspected of adultery. And she was warned, and she was asa b'yichud, and she did a yichud b'yisr, and we give her to drink. So the Mishnah says, even a mamzer b'mamzeres, we give her to drink. So the Gemara says, pshita. Why not? Well, why does the Mishnah say that even a mamzeres is given to drink? So the Gemara, the answers, Lashna Gemara, is, ma'u detema, afushe psulim, loy nafish, Kamash Malon. Mao de Tema. We're giving her to drink from the Meisaita. I was thinking she's mutter to her husband because of it. You're saying because it brings a bracha, she'll have children. Whereas Mao de Tema, Afushi Psulin, Loinafish, everything, don't give it a drink. You don't want to make more psulim, more mamzerim. Kamash malon, that. So Rabbi Yosha understood, kamash malon, that there's no problem of hushi psulim. No problem. So he says that I, the Beis Shmuel, so we're going to have to say this chilek. Beis Shmuel means a ger to a mamzeres, and not a mamzer to a mamzeres, which is definitely not pashup shat when you read the Beis Shmuel, but apparently that's what Yashiv said. Now, the right from the Gemara is not muchruch. There's a sefer on Saita, Milcha Chareva, one of the mafarshim on Saita, popular sefer. On that Gemara, he asks on the Beis Shmuel. Says, when that marbe mamzerim, says, how the tema, afushi psulim loy nafish kamash malon. He learns, now the tema, kamash malon, godol shalom bayis, that to make shalom between the husband and wife, we give meisaita anyway. We do it. He said the kamash malon is, the whole meisaita is to make shalom in ishla ishtai. He says, lav dafka kamash malon, that we mapu we marbe psulim akla yisra. So Meili says it's not a raya. Rather, since the Beis Meir doesn't bring that as a makar, it brings the taisis. It's Masha Beis Meir held that there's no clear there's no source of Reish Shmuel from Yenei Gemara. So this is the tumult. What
you have to understand, please, that it's very easy to say us like Beis Shmuel, there's an usa situation, but it seems to me like the Poskim we're quoting here, all the way up, seem to be bending over backwards.
So I want to tell you, I've mentioned this numerous times. Like I say, I always say, and that may be not nice to say, but a lot of time, very often, you find Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch who say something, and then Mitzadet L'chumra, and the Tshuva Svarim, who had the person standing in front of him, bend over backwards to try to find Heterim.
Right.
You use that expression, that Kedali Yisrael went all out to find the Terem Faguna. So we do find, like you say, very often such a thing. I mean, the Terem, you have to be honest when you, even if someone comes in front of you, but I guess the Shasat Chak level is raised. There's a Nidain as follows, and this comes up quite often, at least to me, to Rabbanim. Very often, people have relatives that are not religious, Loyalainu, and they get invited to a wedding. And they come to tell me that, I want to make sure that at least the Kedushin should be Api Halacha. What can I do? The Kedushin should be Api Halacha. So the main problem with Kedushin is, Deidim Apsulim. When people tell me this, I always say to them, you want to make it kosher? Try to make sure it's not a good Kedushin. Because when they get into a fight, right, over 50% of the marriages in America doomed to failure. Well, they're not going to go to the rabbi. You know, you want to have a wedding, you have to have a ceremony. For a divorce, you don't need a ceremony. Each goes his own way. So it's like a fushim emzeir meklais or leim afshinan. A person should really try to sort of bend over backwards not to do it. Now, I did find Rav Sternbruch in his Chuvas Hanhag is. Somebody asked him. He says, "Are you going to be Masad the Kedushin for Friar people?" And he has to do it, whatever political reason. Should he make sure they Eidim Apsulim? And should he announce that they're Eidim to the exclusion of everyone else in order to passel the Kedushin? These two Psulim, they're Eidim, exclusion of everybody else. That was the Shaila. So Rishtabruch writes, what are you going to do about the Brachas Levatala? You can make a Brachas Levatala. So it seems he told him that it'll be Mavliya the Shame. He'll mumble the shame. He won't actually say it. So it'll be mevli. Yeah. So Rav Yashiv, Rav Sternbruch writes, it's very hard to tell a rav sign that they're married when they're not married. It's very hard. He says maybe someone else will be mekadosh or she'll think it's not a kedushin, but because she's already married. It's very hard to tell. Now, when you have the rabbi himself is that religious or herself is that religious? What? Some become more religious later, so you'll have to later. They become religious. Go to them and tell them, I messed up. It's interesting. Shtembruch brings the Tshuvas Chasam Sefer. I mentioned to you once. Peledik Chasam Sefer. So it's a. You remember the story? It's a funny story, and a surprise outcome. The tshuva, the shaila. Do I remember it? and it's Tshuva Kuf in Eben Ezer, a Rav writes to the Chassam Sofer. He says, I was invited to be Messiah the Kedushin in the next town. So I went to the next town. When I was under the chuppah, I said, who are they Kedushin? They said, whoever you want. Whoever you want. So he told his shamis who came with him, you and I will be Eidei Kedushin. He said, Eidei Kedushin. So he writes that in the wagon on the way back, the shamis says, wow, my cousin's wedding was beautiful. He says, my cousin's wedding was a wonderful wedding. He said, what? You're a Karev? You can't be Eidim. So he writes to the Chassam Sofer, emergency, what do I do? He says, I have to go back and do a new Kedushin. He really has to go during the Sheva Brachas week. Like if 3 days into the Sheva Brachas week he goes back and they do a new Kedushin, it resets the clock for Sheva Brachas. You know, that 7 days start all over again. So he said, but it's embarrassing to me. He said, I'm the Rav of the next town. Once I get invited, I mess up. You know, it's very embarrassing. Get me a Heter. So first part of Sub Sefer writes, it's not embarrassing. These things happen. You know, like, get over it. Be a big boy, right? And then he says, but you don't have to go back. He says, any wedding that you go to where people see a Masad Kedushin and a Chosin and a Kala, they go into the Chuppah. And afterwards they say Mazel Tov. Everybody in the audience is Eidei Kedushin. Because we pass and he says you need Eidei Yediyah, you don't need Eidei Riyah. And it's good enough they're there and they know what happened. They know there was a Kedushin. So Mamela, everyone in the audience is Eidei Kedushin. So even if they ate them there, Krivim, my nafkamina, everybody, you thought you never got a kibbutz of Eidei Kedushin. Says every wedding you go to, you're Eidei Kedushin. So some sefer says everybody in the audience is Eidei Kedushin. In the Gris Maishra, Maishra says we pass in that way. Pesachei Tshuva brings it later in Eben Ezer. He brings it, and he passes that way that everybody is considered Eidei Kedushin.
What? Is
Karov then? Happy Kedushin. So everyone always asks me this. So Nimsechame and Karav Apostle. So the answer is that the din of Nimsechame and Karav Apostle is only when the Mechavin to be Edom together. If two people are Mechavin to say Edom together, or either Bishas Amira or Bishas Ria, then they're Psulim. But if they're not Mechavin to be Edom together, then they're not. They're not. When they announce their Edom to the exclusion of everyone else, it means no one else is in the same kat eidim as them. You can't announce nobody else is an eid. What do you mean nobody else is an eid? They are eidim. Someone murders someone, they say, I exclude everyone from being eidim. No eidim that he murdered him. You can't exclude someone from being an eid. You can exclude him from the kat. These two are kat eidim to the exclusion. The mother's watching the kedushin, the father's watching the kedushin, but they're a kat b'fnei atzmai. But everyone else is also eidei kedushin. So Rosh Tanbuch writes that if you have a reform inside the Kedushin, so it's you don't have an umdina. But if you have a religious inside the Kedushin, you're just draying, finagling that secretly it should not be a Kedushin. Everybody in the audience assumes that.
Sometimes they say that you are Yom Yom.
So that means you're a kat, not together with anybody else. You can't really exclude others. I think that's why I understand. It's a Shibush HaLoshin that people say it. Okay, so this is the Beis Shmuel's Chiddush. Ein lahar beis mamzerim. Let's get Sif Chav Gimel in as well. A short Sif. Ger shenasa bas Yisrael, a Yisrael shenasa geiris. If one of the parents is a ger and one's a havlad Yisrael l'chol davar, vasa ben mamzeris. Then it violates our rule. What's our rule? For goyim, you go according to the mother. And by Yidn, l'shuchesem l'beis avaisam, you go according to the father. This mechaber says that gerus, as a matter of yichus, only passes if both parents are gerim. If one, why don't we say l'shuchesem l'beis avaisam? The father is a kayin, the child is a kayin. Yisrael is Yisrael. Ger is ger. It should pass. So Tosis has discussion. Tosis in Kedushin of Ayin Dalin asked and actually argues. This is the Rambam Shita. Both the Chaltus Machaikik and Beishmuel bring the Beishmuel Lamed Zayin at the end of the narrow lines on the left. Came Pasek Rambam Besmag Vitor Varan Hikshalzeh. A yesh kedushin vein aveira lo mein hochen achar azachar. Vuger, why don't you go achar azachar? So the Rambam argues with them. The Stipler in kedushin simin memtes has a beautiful pshat in the Rambam. He says yichus is the mishpachaseh on the beis avaisa. It's yichus. Ger not a psul yichus, not a din yichus, din kal Hashem. So din those who stood at Har Sinai are named kal Hashem. That's not a yichus dikadin. Asari yosid all of above. No din kahal Hashem. It's a halacha that you have to be kal Hashem. It says the Rambam holds that if on one side you're kal Hashem, that's good enough to be called kal Hashem. So the Rambam holds ger is passes from either parent. Other Rishonim hold the pieces from one. The only nafkamina is about marrying a mamzeres or marrying a kayin will be the same nafkamina. Ger now I marry a kayin, so this will be a nafkamina between them. Okay, next week's Sif Chavdala.